fortune is misfortune. I recently visited Plymouth Rock. The pilgrims came to the New World on the Mayflower. There were 102 people on the boat, and two persons died on the way. The pilgrims landed in a land where no one waited for them, and everything was unknown. Nothing was prepared for their comfort. They went through a struggle for survival. The pilgrims had a purpose of freedom, so they were willing to go through the hardships and struggles. When we consider our lives today, our lives are very comfortable, even more than that, luxurious. We appreciate some things, but our sense of appreciation is so shallow today. Unless we go through trouble and hardships, we really do not experience real appreciation. In a similar fashion, enlightenment is difficult to realize when everything is going well. In other words, fortunate people can be very unfortunate as far as religion is concerned. Most of you are fortunate people. You were born into a nice family, brought up with loving care, and never experienced real hunger. Your lives are comfortable and secure. Yet, because of your good fortune, there can be less motivation to deepen your awareness and appreciation of life. The same kind of point is made in the Bible, where it says that going to heaven for rich people is as hard as it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. When everything is going well, health is good, plenty to eat, enough money, perhaps we feel we do not need enlightenment. However, we need enlightenment because, inevitably, we will encounter trouble in life. We will have many problems, be they personal or social, physical or psychological. Having so many problems actually means that we have many occasions to become enlightened. When we get sick, we really appreciate good health. When we do not have much to eat, we really appreciate food. Being fortunate is to be unfortunate, and being unfortunate is to be fortunate. We want to be happy, but we do a lot of things that cause unhappiness. We know overeating is a cause of trouble, but when food tastes so good, we overeat and thereby invite trouble. In the same way, when things are going too well in our relationships with our spouses or friends, we tend to take things for granted. We do not appreciate other people and create causes for our troubles. Many times, it is only through unfortunate conditions or situations that we realize the value of friendship, kindness, or love. It is ironic that through unfortunate events, we attain a fortunate life. Life is full of such ironic contradictions. It is important to take the time to think about the reality of life. We should take time for self-reflection and reevaluate our lives. We need to look into our own lives and realize that we really are fortunate, not only in times of good health and plenty, but we are fortunate in every way. All our misfortunes enable us to really appreciate life. Unless we have trouble, we will never appreciate peace of mind. Perhaps this is human nature. We take things for granted and never appreciate things when they are going well. When things go wrong, we become serious and look within. We look deeper into the reality of life and discover real appreciation in life. Real happiness is not what we have, but depends on our attitude and way of appreciation. When we learn that misfortune is fortune, we discover appreciation. Religion is nothing but this way of appreciation.